And I just wanted to update you just on the church. You know, I take for granted, I guess, that you guys know what's going on, but I realize, you know what, I'm in every service, you're usually in one, and we have three services on Sunday morning, and sometimes you may kind of wonder what the big picture is like here at Crossroads. I wanted to share with you kind of an update on what's going on so far this year, and just the blessings that God has given us. Last Easter of last year, we went through some paradigm shifts as far as with the way we do our small groups. We added a third worship service and so forth. And sometimes we wonder, okay, how's that working out? And I wanted to share with you on Sunday morning last year, our average attendance up to this point in the year in 2016 was 1,026 on Sunday mornings. This year, our average is 1,110. And last year, we only went over 1,100 one time. This year, we've been over 1,100 nine times this year. And isn't that a blessing? That's great. So it's really allowed us to grow again, and we're so excited about that, just the changes that we made. The other thing is our life groups. Last year, our average for our life groups was 473 would go to life group on a average Sunday. This year, since we changed things around, we've moved our small groups to during the week rather than on Sundays. We made that shift last year. When you compare this year to last year, this year our life group average is 679. That is a 43% increase over last year. And that is, in our adults, we've had a 46% increase in our small group attendance this year. Plus, we've started 16 new life groups since this time last year. So that's very, very exciting. Another great thing I'm going to share with you is this. This year so far, just January through April, we've had 50 new families that have already joined our church. Isn't that great? Adding to the family, amen? That's not people, that's families. So that's just homes. 50 new families or homes have been added to our church. And what's really exciting is that, you know, we work really hard at Walk Through Bethlehem. And we know it has an impact the nights of, right? I mean, we had like over 1,000 decisions for Christ through Walk Through Bethlehem Christmas ministry. But just to give you an idea of the yearly impact that ministry has, out of 50 new families that have already joined the church this year, 11 families said that their first exposure to our church was Walk Through Bethlehem. 11 families that have actually already joined the church because of that ministry this year. 92% of our new families are already in a small group, a life group, 92%. And 58% of these new families said that they came to church the first time because of personal invitation. So keep inviting people. This is the most exciting thing that I have to share with you, is that so far, just in the first 4 months of the year, we have had 50 people that have trusted Christ as their Lord and Savior. 50 salvation decisions. Isn't that great? Amen. Woo. And that is a great mixture of teenagers, adults, and children. Like, we've had 9 teenagers, 13 children, and all the rest have been adults that have trusted Christ. Denise and I have had the opportunity to lead at least 4 couples to the Lord this year that trusted Christ together as a husband and wife. We got to lead them to the Lord. It's just exciting. And many of you know, a couple weeks ago, we had a special service, and we had 22 people that were baptized in one service. Let me tell you, I was drowned from head to toe. I was soaking wet in my suit, you know. But we had 22 that followed the Lord in believers' baptism. Most of them were, you know, new converts that had just been saved recently. So that's exciting. Been a great year so far. Just some of the blessings I'll throw out real quick. Auditorium remodel. You know, we've remodeled the auditorium. The good news is we did it debt-free, and we did it $41,000 under budget. Amen. So praise God. I wish the government could do that. Amen. The teen ministry, Pastor Rob tells us that since we've made the changes this year over last year, a 55% increase in attendance by teenagers that are coming to the teen church. Some Wednesday nights we'll have almost 100 teenagers in this building on Wednesday night. Isn't that great? Young people. Amen. Children's ministry. Pastor Clint tells us he's seen a 25% increase in children attending the church over last year. 25% increase. First Impressions ministry we started when we kicked off. 140 people are involved in that on a monthly basis in First Impressions. Special needs ministry. We kicked off a ministry this year to special needs children and special needs families. That's been awesome. We built a whole room for that. We added a bathroom, a private bath for that ministry. Every week we're ministering to special needs families. Also, we kicked off a new ministry on Wednesday night for kids called Big League Ministry. Clint said we've seen a 40% growth on Wednesday nights over last year in our Big League Ministry that he kicked off. So I wanted to share some of those things with you before we dive into this message on prayer. You know, a big part of prayer is praising God for when he's good to us. Would y'all agree God's been really good to our church this year so far? Amen? It's great.